This is Helen. I'm outside Lark Hill Post Office along the Packway, just standing by with Postmaster Mark Baker outside the mysteriously painted gold postbox. This is, of course, the base of Heather Stanning's regiment, 3-2 Regiment Royal Artillery here, but I understand that the Royal Mail were reserving the gold postboxes for their hometown. So what happened here then?
Well, yes, it was quite a surprise. You're correct. Royal Mail did undertake to paint the pillar boxes of any gold medal winner's letterbox in the hometown where they were born. But I think where they went slightly wrong is that some people regard other places as their hometown now because they've lived there for so long. I think Heather would regard Lark Hill as a regimental hometown. And I think perhaps the regiment thought that too. But anyway, I was in the process of trying to ask Royal Mail to come and paint this letterbox gold. And they did accede that they would see what they could do about doing that. But unfortunately, a mysterious person beat them to it. And overnight, on the day Heather won her medal with her teammate, I came to work the next morning to find the letterbox already gold. So I had to ring up Royal Mail and explain what had happened, and they laughed and they said, OK, then we'll just have to adopt it as our own gold box. So carry on and enjoy the publicity, which indeed it has attracted huge amounts of publicity. It was the first gold letterbox in the country. The ladies rowing team were the first pair to win gold for Team GB. And this letterbox is got to be the most photographed letterbox in the whole of the UK, because over a week down the road, we're still getting people stopping, coming to take photographs.
How fabulous for Lark Hill. Any ideas, any suspicions on who might have done this? What's the word on the street then?
Well, my word on the street is, and I'm sticking to the story, Special Forces flew in under the cover of darkness and dealt with the situation.
Have you heard from 3-2 Regiment at all?
They're quietly pleased with themselves.
Nobody approached you about it then?
Well, yes. I mean, the officer in charge of communications at 3-2, he wanted to know where we were going to have the stamps. He wanted to know whether the letterbox was going to be painted gold. And I had to say that on both counts that no, we weren't included in the stamp allocation. We are now. I have plenty of Chris Borman's... I've forgotten the guy's name. Bradley Wiggins, we got his stamps, and we've got Heather Stanning stamps as well. We haven't got any of the others, but they will be out as a back issue in due course, and customers can get them from Royal Mail's website. The regiment was showing a keen interest, and who knows? I'm not going to point the finger directly at blame, but if you had to line up a list of suspects, you might have a close look.
I expect it sparked quite a lot of discussion and, dare I say, a bit of gossip in the post office over the last few days.
Yes, people actually are expressing their pride in someone local, someone from Wiltshire, serving their country, winning a gold medal like this. It's a great boost for women's sport, and there's just a huge amount of pride in what Heather Stanning achieved, and everyone has commended Royal Mail on this brilliant initiative of commemorating such outstanding achievement by doing something like painting a national icon of a pillar box, always been red, gold. And it's just a brilliant idea, and it's been well celebrated here. People from all over Wiltshire have come, stopped, have a chat to my wife and I in the post office. They've had photographs, and it's just been a fantastic community talking point and focal point.
Are they really going to go back to red at some point?
I think the plan, the Royal Mail haven't confirmed it, I think the plan is every pillar box in the country gets annual refurbishment, and I expect they will pick up the gold boxes for repainting as and when that box is listed for refurbishment. Or maybe they'll make the decision to leave them permanently gold as a lasting tribute.
Wouldn't that be absolutely fantastic?
I think so. I think it would be a talking point for a long, long time if they did that.
And I'm now with Major Tony Kirby from 3-2 Regiment Royal Artillery. Now, I've just been speaking to Postmaster of Lark Hill Post Office, Mark Baker, about this mysteriously painted gold postbox. What do you know about this?
Well, we know that the things have been painted gold, and we find it quite amusing. Apparently somebody from the regiment did approach the postmaster, not officially, to ask him, was it likely that we'd get it painted gold? The answer was probably not, because the post office's policy was to paint it only in the hometowns, and of course Heather's hometown is in Lossiemouth. And then he said he came in one morning and it was gold. So we're both amused and, of course, proud of Heather's achievement, and also the fact that we've got a nice gold post box in the garrison. But other than that, we know nothing.
Surely there must be a bit of gossip going around the regiment.
Well, not that I've heard, and we haven't had a parade to check gold paint on people's hands, but I think they're quite public-spirited to actually have repainted the post office's post box, and hopefully it'll stay gold for a long time.
The Royal Mail are saying that they definitely didn't do it, so it's left to everybody's imagination, really, then, isn't it?
Yeah, and I suppose in the same way that mail goes to the wrong place, maybe they painted the wrong post box, and hopefully that will have come up in our favour. But yeah, we quite like it. It's a nice feature in the garrison, and everyone's talking about it. But beyond that, we really couldn't say about how it turned gold.
Obviously, it was fantastic what Heather achieved for the whole country, and I know that the regiment were watching her and willing her on. Any plans to celebrate her achievements when she comes back?
I don't know if there's any official ones as yet. I'm sure that she'll get some recognition in the regiment, as she deserves. And we're having our summer ball in September, and that's having an Olympic theme, so I'm sure she'll be the star attraction there. And the only one with a real medal, whereas everybody else's will be made of bottle tops and things. But
and when's that?
In the middle of September. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's some interest from some of the local garrison amenities, like the nursery school and that, for maybe to come along and say hello to the kids and inspire a generation, as they say.
Absolutely.
But yeah, we're all very proud of her. And I know she's... I also know that I saw an interview the other day that she's very keen to come back and start soldiering again, having spent all that time training. And that's quite something. So yeah, we're looking forward to seeing her back.
Yeah, it'll be great to have her back, but no doubt she'll be in demand. Hopefully she'll be able to get on with her work eventually as a soldier. But thank you very much indeed, Major Tony Kirby.